This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the country has witnessed rapid transformations across diverse sectors in the last 11 years, powered by the collective participation of 140 crore Indians. As the NDA government at the centre completed 11 years in office, Prime Minister Modi emphasised that under the guiding principle of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas, the centre has delivered path-breaking reforms with speed, scale and sensitivity. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the country today is not just the fastest growing major economy, but also a key global voice on pressing issues like climate action and digital innovation. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman chaired the sixth meeting of the Governing Council of the National Investment and Infrastructure Fund Limited, NIIF, in New Delhi yesterday. In the meeting, Finance Minister and other GC members discussed performance and the existing fund of NIIF and key guidance. They also discussed the existing strategy and future vision of NIIF as an institution going forward, including the nature and size of next generation of funds to be raised by NIIF and the new avenues for capital raising to be explored. The government will facilitate an additional provision of 25 crore rupees for 2,060 houses damaged in border areas. This comes after Prime Minister Narendra Modi's announcement regarding additional compensation for houses damaged by Pakistani shelling in the border districts of Jammu and Kashmir following Operation Sindoor. The Ministry of Home Affairs in a statement said that the Prime Minister announced additional compensation of 2 lakh rupees for each fully damaged house and 1 lakh rupees for each partially damaged house. The Ministry has ensured swift implementation of this decision. Similar compensation will also be provided in the border areas of Punjab. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that the country cannot become a developed nation without achieving growth in agriculture sector. The minister was addressing farmers at the Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan event held in Rangareddy district in Telangana. He emphasized on achieving food security, increasing farmers' income and protecting the soil for future generations.
Food security sunishchit karni hai, number one. Number two, kisano ki aamdani badhani hai. Number three, nutrition food mile. Iski koshish karni hai. Aur number four, kisan bhaiyo, is dharti ko aane wali peedhiyon ke liye bhi bacha ke rakhna hai. Aisa na ke soil ही बीमार हो जाए हमारी और इसलिए अभी हम लोग निकले हुए विकसित कृषि संकल्प अभियान पे.
The launch of Axiom 4 mission that would carry India's astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla to space has been postponed by a day due to bad weather. In a social media post, ISRO chairman V. Narayanan said that the targeted time of the launch is 5:30 p.m. IST tomorrow. This historic mission will carry 4 astronauts from the US, India, Poland and Hungary to the International Space Station for a 14-day scientific mission in low Earth orbit. The 4 astronauts on the Axiom 4 AX4 mission are Shubhanshu Shukla from India, Slavoj Uznanski from Poland, Tibor Kapu from Hungary and Peggy Whitson from the US. The astronauts will carry out around 60 scientific studies from 31 countries, including several groundbreaking research projects led by ISRO. Indian Navy, in a closely coordinated search and rescue operation with the Coast Guard, has safely rescued 18 out of 22 crew members of the Singaporean-flagged MV Van Hai 503. The MV had reported an internal container explosion and a resultant major fire on board. The Indian Navy said that the incident inputs were received at about 9:30 a.m. yesterday. INS Surat and a Dornier aircraft were immediately deployed by the Indian Navy to render necessary assistance. Legendary Indian wicketkeeper, batter and former captain MS Dhoni has been inducted into the prestigious ICC Hall of Fame, marking another glorious chapter in his storied cricket career. The International Cricket Council has announced that Dhoni was among 7 cricketers honoured this year, which included greats like Matthew Hayden, Australia, and Hashim Amla, South Africa. The Indian men's hockey team went down fighting 2-3 against the Netherlands in a thrilling FIH Hockey Pro League 2024-25 men's at the Wagner Hockey Stadium in Amstelveen, Netherlands. Abhishek and Jugrat Singh netted a goal each for India, while Tish Van Dam, Jeb Hodemakers and Jib Jansen were the goal scorers for the Netherlands. And that is the end of this news bulletin.